This week's Parsha, Parsha's Bo, we have the remainder of the Makos that Moshe Rabbeinu carries out on Paro and the entire community of Mitzrayim. In the middle of Makos Arba, we're told that Moshe Rabbeinu goes to inform Paro of the fact that there's about to be this terrible plague. And after he's done speaking, we're told, Vayifen Vayetze Me'im Paro. Moshe Rabbeinu turns around and walks out from the presence of Paro. Right after he finishes speaking, he leaves immediately. And the Medrash writes, Lefi She'ra'a She'avadav Mislach Hashim. Moshe Rabbeinu notices that the Avdei Paro, that the ministers who were there, all the servants who were in his presence, were Mislach Hashim. They were murmuring, they were whispering to one another, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu left. So some Darshanim in Europe used to say as a joke, obviously it's not serious, but from here one can learn if you are a person who is in a position where you give public speeches, how do you know when it's time to step down and walk away? When you see that people in the crowd are talking to each other and whispering about what you're saying, making fun of you, that's when you know it's time to walk out. Obviously, it's not what Moshe Rabbeinu meant here, but the Medrash, I believe, tells us something which is a very critical lesson, and that is the following. We have a pasuk in Sefer Mishlei. Holech Rachel Megalasod, a person who is considered to be a base individual, a disgraceful and shameful human being, is one who is Megalasod, who gives away secrets to others. V'nem on ruach megaladavar. Somebody who's trustworthy knows how to keep a confidence, knows how to keep a secret that is shared with them. Something personal information. And the Sefer Mishlei writes even further. V'sod acher al tagel. Do not ever give away the secrets of another human being. And one has to be so careful, especially today, where we have social media, and we have text messaging, and we have emails, where it's so easy when people send us something that really was meant for us individually, and then we flip the email and send it to someone else, it's not so simple that we have a right to do that. When information is able to be shared so easily, it's something that the Pasuk in Koheles writes one has to be extremely careful about. Not only that, because of this concern that people are so free about sharing information with others, even though perhaps it was not intended to be shared with other people, therefore in the Sefer Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech writes, that I as an individual have to be careful what it is that I share with other people. I have to be careful who I share with, and in one context it is shared. So the Sefer Koheles were told, Bechadre Mishkavecha al Tekala Lashir. Sometimes you're in a very private setting, and you think everything's safe, and you think I have nothing to worry about, and you don't realize who might be standing behind a closet, behind a wall. You don't know who's around, you don't know who's listening. You're in a staircase, you think nobody's listening. You have to be very careful, and therefore the pasuk says, "Bechadre mishkavecha al tekala lashir." Even when you think you're in the comfort of your own home and nobody's listening and nobody's watching, we still have children who listen to what we say. We still have people who visit our homes who might not realize immediately. And not only that, the pasuk then continues, "Ki of hashamayim yolech hasakol ubal knafayim yagid davar." Sometimes you have an of hashamayim. Obviously, it's just allegorical, but what Shlomo HaMelech is saying is one has to be so careful who you share your secrets with and how you tell them over. When you have personal information, one has to be very careful. And it's so clear that Moshe Rabbeinu here, Vayifen Vayetze Me'im Paro, what he says is even though Paro is the enemy, and even though his servants are up to whatever they're up to, if they are Avada Mislach Hashem, if they are talking to one another and they don't want me listening and it's something that I was not intended to hear, Moshe Rabbeinu decides to do what a mature person is supposed to do, and that is Vayifen Vayetze Me'im Paro. You walk away because you realize the conversation is not meant for you to hear, and it's not meant for you to be directed at. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu does what he is supposed to do. And confidentiality is so important. And sometimes, unfortunately, in the Jewish community, we are not so careful about confidentiality. And you have a member of a medical team, a medical staff, who, you know, says to somebody else, I just have happened to see your neighbor today. I saw this one and that one. And confidentiality is extremely important, and it goes for all different levels of our society, how we really need to keep that confidence that people have in us, and we have to make sure not to share personal information that is shared with us unless there are very clear circumstances that allow us to do so. So the Gemara writes in Maseches Brachos Daf Ches, Rabbi Akiva on one occasion said that he thinks there's a lot to learn from other nations of the world. Not all of the wonderful ways of life can only be learned from Jews. There are many other positive attributes that we can learn from others as well. And Rabbi Kiva there writes, Vishlosha Dvarim Ohev Anias Amadim. There are three different character traits that I see by this community, by the Midianim, that I think we should learn from. Number one, he says, Kishachotrin Esabasar And chotim ela al gabe al shulchan. He says when they cut their meat, they cut it on the table. Number one. Number two, he says kishen noshkin, and noshkin ela al gab hayad. When they introduce one another, when they come and they greet each other, they don't kiss on the cheek, they kiss on each other's hands, and he thought that was a more respectful way to greet someone instead of kissing and embracing the way we generally do it. Number three, he says, kishe yoatzim, when they take counsel with one another, when they talk about something private, ein yotzim ela basada. They make sure to do all of those conversations in private, but out in the field. Because as we're told, aznaim lakosal, sometimes the walls have ears, and you never know who can be there, and you have to be very careful. And says Rabbi Akiva, we should learn from them. Sometimes it's very private and very sensitive information that has to be shared, and one has to be very careful and very thoughtful before doing so. And this dates back all the way to Yaakov Avinu, where the pasuk says, "VaYaakov Avinu vayishlach Yaakov vayikra lelachel ululeya hasada eltsono." When Yaakov is trying to figure out how to get away from his father-in-law's home, so he calls Rachel and Leah, his wives, outside, El Hasada. Says Rashi there, why? Shedibar im nasha basada de amri inshi aznaim lakosel. Yes, the walls have ears. It doesn't mean the walls are listening, but it means you never know who's around. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu says, I'm going to do the responsible thing. We're going to go outside and we're not going to risk somebody else hearing these very personal secrets, these very personal information that we need to share with one another. There's an amazing comment by one of the Kadmonim, by Rabbi Yitzchak Abuhav in his Menorah Hamor, where he writes, commenting on a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. Pasuk there writes, Hoche Rachel Hayubach, Leman Shofech Dam. Hoche Rachel Hayubach means there were people who were rochlim, people who were gossipers, who were going amongst the Jewish community. Leman Shofech Dam. So he picks up on this and he says, what does the Navi mean that if a person shares secrets, it is the same as Shofech Dam? And he writes, because Megala la Adam Dvarim Shadiber Alav Acher Beseser Nikra Rachil. What is Rechilas? Rechilas means, if somebody tells me a personal piece of information about another individual, maybe they should have shared it, maybe they didn't, but if I go back to that person and then say, by the way, do you know what someone else said about you, some negative information, that is what we refer to as Rechilas. But not only that, he says, Velo od ela sheyuchal liosiba lishvoch dam. You never know how far that can lead. And somebody can be so humiliated from hearing that information, and you never know where it will take a person. And therefore, the Navi Yecheskel writes, this can be put together in the same pasuk as Shofech Damim, because one never knows how a negative piece of information that is spread about another individual, you never know what that can do. And when it was said to you in confidence, when somebody came and confided in you because they trusted you, it is something that we need to be so careful about not to share with others. Based on this pasuk in Sefer Mishle, Holech Rachel Megala Sod, we have a Mishnah Meseches Sanhedrin which says the following, and I was recently reminded about this because there was a particular issue that was going on, and there was a board of an institution that was busy with this issue, and there were people who were not privy to be members of the board. I'm not sure it's a privilege to be a member of the board anyway. I always say, when there's a president of a shul, I always ask them, how long is your sentence? It's not the biggest covet in the world. It's a difficult job. So there was a board that was meeting about a very sensitive issue that was going on in this institution, and there were other members of the community who were not members of the board, who were trying to pressure the members of the board to tell them what happened at the meeting. And they wanted to hear all the information that was shared in confidence at this closed-door meeting. And I thought that was a gross violation of what the halacha says, Holech Rachel Megala. So not only as a board member, I'm not allowed to share the information, but as a community member, you're not allowed to ask me for that information and pressure me into saying it either. How do we know such a thing? We have a Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin. And this Mishnah is in the third parak. It is quoted the halacha in the Rambam, and it's quoted as well in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Dayanim in Simid Yud Tes and Choshen Mishpat. So the Mishnah writes as follows: Gamru es hadavar. What happens when we have a din Torah and we have two parties who are fighting about whatever the issue might be, and we have to listen to both sides? But after listening to both of them and giving them equal opportunity to speak, now we, as the judges, as the ones who are trusted with adjudicating the case, we now have to discuss it amongst ourselves and figure out who's right and perhaps who might be wrong. It doesn't necessarily mean that our understanding is 100% accurate, but based on, we're only human beings, based on the way we took in the information, we have to come up with some sort of psak, with some sort of resolution for this kind of case. And the halacha is very clear that acharei rabim lahatos. When we have three judges on a case, the reason why we have three is because we go after the majority. If two of them say one way and one of them says the other, even if he's kicking and screaming, in the end we go after the way that the two people understand, and the third has to acquiesce to go along with whatever it is that the other two decide. So here writes the Mishnah, Gamru es hadavar, once we come up with a conclusion, and that means whether or not all three of us agree, or it means two out of the three agree, we come up with a conclusion, and then hayimachnisin osam, they now bring the two parties back into the room, and we tell them, ish ploni ata zakai, ish ploni ata chai. We tell them, this is the verdict. You have to pay the other side has to pay you. Whatever it might be, we hand down the letter of the law, and we tell them what it is that we came up in our resolution. Says the Mishnah, umi nayin, and how do you know? Likeshe yetze echad min adayanim. We all know when that happens, one side is obviously going to be upset. And he walks out and he starts screaming at the judge and he says, how dare you rule against me? And the judge says, what do you mean? It wasn't me. The other two ruled against you. I was the one who was in your favor. I totally understood your side and I thought you were correct, but I was outvoted. What should I do? Says the Mishnah. Minayin, how do you know? L'kesheyetze echad min adayanim. How do you know that when you leave that room where you discuss the case confidentially, how do you know, lo yomar, you're not allowed to say to either party, ani mezake v'chaveri mechayvim. How do you know that you're not allowed to say, I was the one who voted for you, and I was the one who was against the other two dayanim, the other two judges who outvoted me. Al zeh nemar, on that the pasuk says, holech rachel megala sod. That is what our pasuk in Sefer Mishlei means. When you're expected to keep a confidence, it's something that you have to understand is very, very important, and it's critical for our system to actually work. And therefore the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to share. And I found it interesting that in the Sifrei HaMenhagim you find, in the early 1500s, 1600s, they have amazing paragraphs there where they say the following, Kihilos yaseh kol echad bifnei atzmo tikun nachon lifneihem. Every community has to have bylaws. And what should be in the bylaws? You have all kinds of things in there, but one of them should be shalolagalos moatzos v'sode hakahal, that if you are on the board of the institution, if you are on the board of whatever it is that the community runs by, in such a case, you are not allowed to give over the secrets. They're not such private secrets, but whatever was discussed, the minutes of the meeting, you're not allowed to share those with others who were not invited into the meeting. V'shalolahargil iske hakahal. You don't have a right to share it with the rest of the members of your community, even though you want to help them, you want to give them a clearer understanding of what's going on. You don't have a right to do it unless everybody in the room agrees that this is what should be done. And not only that, they write that if you have a person in the community who violates, who breaches that confidence, and who goes ahead and shares the private information with others, the minig in the 1500s, back to the days of the Beis Yosef, the minig then was that they used to penalize such a person, and they had tremendous penalties for such an individual. Number one, it says, "Marchikin as hamadlif b'meshach shana tamima miyeshivas hakahal." We strip you of your position of authority for at least a year, in order that you should learn your lesson. You should understand this is not the way somebody who's in a public position is supposed to act. And number two, "Machrizim bebatei knesios." When you walk into shul, you, the one who shared the secrets, we say, Dein Gala Razia, you are a person who doesn't know how to keep confidentiality. That was the minig in the days of the Beis Yosef. In the early Achronim, this is in the 1500s and 1600s, this is what used to be done. They would publicly humiliate such a person, and they would say, Dein Gala Razia. When the guy walked into shul, they would call him out and say, you're the one who doesn't know how to be trusted because of our previous experiences with you. Well, we see already by Moshe Rabbeinu, the opening pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, we're told, Vayidaber Hashem Elav, Me Ohel Moed Leimor. And from here the Gemara says in Meseches Yuma Daf Dalid, how do you know, Minayin La'omer Daber L'Chavero? How do you know that if I tell you something, Shehu Bebal Yomer, how do you know that you have no right to share what I'm telling you with someone else, unless I explicitly allow you to do so? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem Elav Me Ohel Moed Leimor. The Ribbono Shel Olam specifically instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to share the information with the Jewish people. And from there we were told, if God would not have told Moshe Rabbeinu to share it, that means he has no right. It means it's a private conversation between me and you cannot share the details of our conversation with somebody else. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma. Rashi there writes, the word leimar means lo emar. You don't have a right to say something that was shared with you unless you have explicit permission to do so. And again, as we mentioned before, sometimes people share an email with us. They'll share a personal piece of information. And we just flip the email to someone else because we think it's interesting, but we don't realize that's exactly what the Gemara says. Lo emar, you don't have a right to share it unless the person explicitly told you that they want it to be shared. So the Chafetz Chaim tries to deal with this Gemara a little bit, and he says, well, what if there's no negative consequence that can come out of this? Somebody sends me a happy birthday greeting. Somebody sends me a very nice email. It was nice to see you last night in shul. And there's nothing more in the email. I just happened to think it was so nice that they sent me the email. I think it was so nice that they wished me a happy birthday. I send it to my wife. I send it to my parents. And I say, look, how thoughtful of this person to send me the email. Do I have a right to share information that's basically irrelevant, that's neutral, that has no negative consequence that can possibly come out of it? Obviously, if there's something private or there's something negative there, then obviously the Gemara says you're not allowed to share. But what about if you have a situation where person sends me a private email and there's nothing about it that's so personal and there's nothing about it that's so relevant to anybody else, but I think it will bring joy to my wife or to my parents or to somebody else if they see the information that is shared with me. Here the Chafetz Chaim writes, if a person understands clearly, and again, it's not always so clear, we have such a complicated world, you never know what people can interpret in the words that you write, but there writes the Chafetz Chaim, if a person knows with clarity that whatever it is that was shared with me, lo yavo shum nezek, no harm can possibly come out of this. And there is no tsar, there is no pain that I can cause another person by sharing that information that was shared with me. There writes the Chafetz Chaim, there is no problem at all to pass on that information to somebody else. Not so clear that the Chafetz Chaim is the only opinion on this. It seems Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rishonim are not so confident that that is the case, and perhaps they believe that any time someone shares confidential information with you, it is expected to be confidential, unless they tell you otherwise. But the Chafetz Chaim himself writes in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon that we have a right to assume that if the information is just a neutral piece of information that really cannot cause any harm to another person, he sees nothing wrong at all with that kind of information being shared. But then the Chafetz Chaim gets a little stuck. I see it's time for Mincha. Chafetz Chaim gets stuck and he says the whole source of this is from the Gemara by Moshe Rabbeinu. God tells the mitzvos to Moshe Rabbeinu, and yet he says, unless I instruct you to give them over, you don't have a right to do so. How can that be dangerous information? Why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to share that without having specific instruction from God himself? If after all it's the mitzvos Hashem, I should be allowed to share that, and yet Moshe Rabbeinu was told he's not allowed to. So the Chafetz Chaim has to try to deal with that, to fit it into the halacha that he paskins, but not enough time for today. So I guess we'll stop here.